Yeah.
Hi, Stephen.
Hey, Panda.
How's it going?
Oh, you know, living the dream.
Yeah.
Fighting off the itis.
Oh, God. You had it for like 30 minutes?
30 minutes.
It's
basically killing me.
It has only begun. This man flu.
I know.
The man flu has only begun.
Yeah. So welcome to another round, everyone.
Welcome.
We are super, super excited.
Very excited to drink and talk about it and then put it on the internet and then you download it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Woot woot. Booze and podcast. Mm-hmm. Win-win.
Oh, God.
No one saw my thumbs up.
This beer comes at a wonderful time. I have just been writing and writing and writing for so long, all day long. And my brain needs a break.
Gladys just leapt in the air for reasons unknown.
Interesting.
So our black cat just decided to leap at nothing.
And, there's a fuzzy. There's a really tiny, tiny fuzzy. I just saw it in her mouth.
Oh, now she's got one of her toy mice. So awesome. There we go.
There it is.
There's the update for the listeners on the life of our cats.
Oh, goodness,
let's have a drink, Panda.
Yeah, God damn it. We need a fucking drink. Here we go. Cheers.
Cheers. Hey now.
Oh my God. Damn. This is delightful.
It is delightful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh man, that really, it has a, it smells really, really good too.
Do you want to introduce it? I mean, we haven't even said what it is.
We haven't said what it is. So we are, we're drinking, actually this is from a brewing company that I'm completely unfamiliar with. This is the first time I've seen a beer of theirs. It's called Boulevard Brewing Company. They're from Kansas City, Missouri. According to the label, they've been around since 89, so we just haven't seen it.
Interesting.
But this beer is called The Calling IPA.
Very nice.
And it is a double IPA from what I had read. It is 8.5% alcohol by volume. I don't see anything on here.
It doesn't taste like it, though.
Yeah, it doesn't really, you know, it definitely doesn't come across as like a big... boozy beer.
And it's very bubbly.
Yes.
I also feel like it's weird that you chose The Calling when we just watched The Preacher.
We totally did. We watched Preacher and...
The day before that, we watched The Outcast.
Yep, Outcast.
Yeah. not the band, the Robert Kirkman show.
Yeah, on the old Cinemax. And it's on HBO Go, too, which is weird. I don't know if it's going to... I don't know what's going on there, but if you haven't seen it, watch it. It's really good.
Yeah, and the comic books are so awesome.
Oh, and they did, they transposed that to film like
very well
and very literally in a lot of ways. That was very surprising. Yeah.
Yeah. So, of course, we're not going to give any spoilers or anything like that because we want you to be as amazed
as we were,
yeah, for sure.
Preacher is also really good.
Oh my God.
Isn't it weird that there's these two kind of religious, dark religion shows coming from comic books hitting at the same time?
I kind of felt like watching The Outcast. Is it The Outcast or just Outcast?
Just Outcast. Okay. And just like it's just Preacher.
Gotcha. Okay. So watching Outcast was kind of like watching The Exorcist as a TV show.
Yeah.
Because of the little kid and, I don't know, just how scary it was. That's really just what I'm getting at there.
Yeah. Well, it's a combination of scary and exorcism, so that makes sense
why
you'd at least be reminded of it.
And, like, I love Robert Kirkman's shows so much because, like, I feel like his characters... Like, I have met them at one point.
Yeah.
Because he chooses very, like...
For real characters.
Bluegrass kind of people.
Well, I think that show is set in West Virginia. Walking Dead starts out in Kentucky. Yeah. And Robert Kirkman's from Kentucky, so of course we would feel like we've met these people.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, and all the little religious types, you know? Yeah. Like, man, like, yeah, how many preachers do we know, you know, that, you know, are like little, you know, like of a Southern, you know, kind of charm, like, yeah. You know, totally believes in, like, exorcism and stuff like that. Like, not to discount that or anything.
Right. It just,
but it's just kind of an archetype. Kind of a thing. Yeah. It's kind of a thing that I'm noticing.
yeah.
And it's just interesting.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. And so that's all sparked because the name, The Calling.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they say, like, that a preacher or a priest or whatever, they hear the calling of God or Jesus or something?
Well,
I don't know.
Mean, really, your calling can be just what you're meant to do in life. It doesn't have to be religious.
No. I'm relating it to what you were talking about.
Okay, but I'm just saying that there's a bigger,
no, you're right.
Bigger meaning out there.
Oh, it's no. But I was gonna go some places that were ridiculous, so I'm gonna stop. But okay. Yes. So yeah, the beer, man, this is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what they have to say about it. The Calling is a bold, lush, undeniable IPA we were driven to make. Well, there you go. There you go. There's The Calling, like you were talking about, Panda.
So, the beer god.
Mm-hmm.
Beer goddess, maybe, actually.
Maybe. Hi. Yeah. And it's their tribute to like-minded doers, dreamers, intrepid spirits, and glass-half-full optimists. Heed your call and enjoy. That's what they say.
Oh, wonderful.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess I'm heeding my call because I'm enjoying it.
So. I am as well. It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about it? Effervescent, I think, is a word that would certainly be applicable here.
Definitely.
With its bubbliness.
I don't know. I didn't want to sound totally ignorant, but I was thinking of like how bubbly champagne is. You know what I mean?
I was literally going to say, like, the bubbliness is actually slight, like, the mouthfeel of it is kind of similar to champagne.
Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one that felt that way.
Yeah, it's not all the way there. It's not that kind of bubbly. Not quite.
No,
but it is
not
reminiscent of it.
Yeah, but, like, more than beer
normally
would
is.
Be. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it.
I like it, too. Mm-hmm. And it's surprisingly... It's easy drinking for an 8.5% beer. I think that's the best description of it.
Oh, God.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's really, like, you wouldn't... Usually when beers are this heavy, they're not quite as just, you know, easy drinking. They don't feel like an all-day kind of drinking beer. Whereas this one, like, just how it tastes and how it feels, it seems like you could drink this all day. But you probably don't want to. You're gonna be hitting the floor soon if you try that.
It has culpability.
Lots of culpability.
God, dude, that's like the... Oh, God. No, don't make that noise. I don't like it. No.
Yes, ma'am. Oh. So...
It's also really pretty.
It is. Yeah, it's actually completely...
It's very clear.
Yeah, it's very clear.
I can see my fingerprint on the other side of the glass. That's how clear it is.
It is a very, very clear beer.
Or do I just have super awesome extra eyes and now I can be a metahuman?
That's probably what it is. We've been watching too much Flash, Panda. There's no such thing. The Flash is amazing. Catch up on it if you haven't.
Oh, yeah. The finale, we watched that. It was really good.
So good.
Yeah, yeah. My first comment was, that's how The Walking Dead should have done it.
That is true. That's exactly what Panda said. And mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so funny how we just, like, were praising The Walking Dead. And now we've got the one little shot at them, though. It's like, but yeah. This.
Well, I mean, you can still be critical. I mean, it is a... I don't know. I mean, we're not being as critical as Star Wars fans were to...
like Lucas?
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
So,
yeah,
you know.
We just had a problem with the one decision, which is fine.
Everybody knows.
Yep.
So.
But the Flash did us. They did us
a solid.
They had a cliffhanger, but in the way that you're supposed to do a cliffhanger.
Yes.
Like you saw what
kind
happened.
Kind of like the game. Think of like Game of Thrones quality cliffhanger.
Right.
Yes.
Where like you see what happens, and then the thing that's the cliffhanger is the ramifications of it.
Yeah. You're left hopeful.
Yeah.
Hopeful for the future season.
Or that
there are some sort of possibilities. not completely desolate and want to kill yourself like right. after the Walking Dead finale. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this beer, do you have a rating for it yet, Panda?
Lady Dynamite.
Lady Dynamite, fantastic. Also, watch Lady Dynamite on Netflix. Holy cow, it's amazing. It's very original, this and mm-hmm. the show. They're together.
I'm glad that you see where I was going with that.
Okay. I'm getting the hang of some of these ratings that you do after, 60 whatever episodes.
Yeah. Well, that and almost 5 years of marriage, too.
Almost 5 years? Yes, almost 5 years. I like how you kind of like, wait, did I get that wrong?
Holy shit, man. That was really, really me. I'm pretty sure that I just had a little heart palpitation. And it started like, what fucking year is it, man? Oh my God, is it 2017 already and I didn't know?
Oh, man. Oh, that made me happy. Okay, so I rate this. this beer gets an 8 out of 10 from me. It's very delicious. It's plenty hoppy. It's very drinkable. It tastes like an all-day kind of beer. But like I said, you might not want to drink this all day. But it's really good. Really awesome. And you got anything else, Panda? Just thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. Thanks. Man, we keep getting downloads. And I don't know why, but that's really awesome.
It is really awesome.
Thank you.
So, hit us up on the tweets.
Yeah.
We had another round pod.
We're on Twitter, and you can go to endangerouslycreative.com, which I actually listened to one of our podcasts the other day, and I don't normally do that.
Uh-huh.
And I was so frightened by Kyle at the end, and it's endangerouslycreative.com.
Like, yeah, we took advantage of that sick voice.
I was like, oh my God! Like, I was so startled on the way to work. It's so much louder than everything else, and I had it turned up really loud, so it was like my car just rattled with the boom of Kyle's voice.
With the boom. Face to face with the boom slang.
Oh,
face to fang with the boom slang.
Oh, we can call Kyle the boom slang.
The boom slang.
But yeah, so anyways.
Go get more episodes of another round. Beards of the Roundtable. Panda's Arts on there on the endangerouslycreative.com.
We're going to be at Fandom Fest and you can meet
us. Oh, that's
there.
Coming up pretty soon, actually. Mm-hmm. So that's our next big thing. There's a couple beer festivals this summer that we might be looking at to see if maybe we're going to go check out, but we'll see.
But if we're there, if we're anywhere and you have access to beer, we will talk to you about beer and drink beer with you. But
if that happens, we'll let you guys know. But we're definitely going to be at Fandom Fest.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. That's at the end of July, right?
Yeah, it is. And you know who else is going to be there?
Who's that?
Stanley.
Oh, yeah, Stan the Man.
And you know who else is going to be there?
Excelsior.
Kevin Smith's going to
be
there.
Oh, yeah, Kevin Smith.
You know who else is going to be there?
NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
Oh, my God. But, like, the not famous ones. Aw.
It looks like you guys couldn't afford more NSYNC.
Kind of like the Deadpool movie.
That's exactly what I was
doing. That's where you're going with it. What else is going to happen there? So it's going to be all kinds of cosplayers. It's going to be really cool, too.
It was a lot of fun last year.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun this year.
I really enjoyed the dude walking around in the Slave Leia costume last year.
He was great.
Yeah, and so I hope we see more creativity like that this year. That's going to be fun.
Yep.
But yeah, we're going to have a booth set up all weekend, so you can just come up and hang out and say hi, and we'll have stickers and artwork, and we can be sitting there saying things.
We're going to get out of here.
Okay.
Let's
cute.
Do it.
Okay.
Let's do it, Panda.
Okay.
Hey, Panda.
Bye.
One, two, three. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.
Clank.
Endangerouslycreative.com.
Tell him, Kyle.
Endangerouslycreative.com.